Welcome to another episode of Diary of a Wannabe Comedian with me, Belle Finn, a wannabe comedian. I've just realised that I've got a Diet Coke here and it's very fizzy. So I hope you can't hear that, but cheers. Right, on to business. So I went to, as you know, I am now a fully paid up member of the Free Speech Union. And last night I went to my first debate, which was in central London. And it's a very cheap price for members. And I thought I'd go along because they were debating whether or not we should have a Bill of Rights to enshrine things like free speech, freedom of expression into our law. And for the Bill of Rights was a guy called Preston Byrne, and against was Professor James Allen of Queensland. And it was really interesting. I mean, I went in not really knowing where I stood, but probably lent towards having a Bill of Rights, the First Amendment like the US has. And I came away concluding actually that Professor Allen was correct and we probably shouldn't have that because we just cannot recreate what the Americans have. It's because the Americans has been built up based on all the case law, I suppose it's the same terminology, all the case law that's come since and really upholds it. And also that particular right is actually only between between the individual and the government. So it doesn't really cover private organisations, you know, like Twitter and Facebook and all of those. So that was something I learnt. But I have to say, Preston was very compelling, very passionate, very compelling, very pro-Trump. And it was really nice to be in a room where that didn't invoke massive boos or massive cheers. You know, it was somebody expressing their opinion and everybody in the room could deal with it, which was just so refreshing. Yeah, all in all, I'm kind of with Professor Allen, and he said what we need is a government that's going to repeal, well, he mentioned 7 pieces of legislation that have to go, and the first one being the public order offence, which I can see that, you know, that's being totally abused, and people are being arrested under that, which is curtailing free speech. So I was leaning with him, though, because with the US method, you'd end up having everything decided by judges, and we can see, you know, we have parliamentary sovereignty over here, so if parliament doesn't like something judges are doing, they can overturn it. So there, that was like, well, actually, no, there's a bit more to it, actually. What I did arrive to, and I should have known, the signs were there. There was a perfect seat, had a perfect view, and I rocked up, and the seat was pulled out, and there was no glass of water, you know, there's no upturned glass waiting for water. And the seat was pulled out, as I say, and I just said to a guy that was next to it, you know, is this seat free? And he went, yeah. So I sat down, and it became very obvious, because as a woman, you get to know this, it became very obvious the guy wanted to talk, and he turned out to be a complete bigot. So his idea of free speech was clearly being able to refer to his black friends, and I'm using his quotes, you know, in derogatory terms. Those guys exist. They exist in the world. He has a right to exist in the world. He has a right to express that opinion. But I didn't really want to listen to it. And I'm pretty sure that the person that occupied my seat before also probably didn't want to listen to it. Luckily, I arrived with about 5 minutes to spare, and then the talk started, and I was able to just turn away. Which is, you know, wouldn't we live in a nice society if people could just turn away and just, you know, just leave it. Let him get on with it. So anyway, that was last night, and I enjoyed it immensely. The only other point to note, talking of free speech, is that we've had 2 MPs who've been, what do they call it, sacked, lost the whip, I don't know, because they've been exchanging revolting messages in a WhatsApp group. Personally, I think people should have the right to exchange revolting messages in a private WhatsApp group. You know, obviously there's a debate about what is private, but you know, just saying nasty words alone really shouldn't lose somebody their job. But then again, you could say they should be held to a higher standard, being MPs and so on. But regardless of that, wherever you stand on that, I think they were revolting, by the way, and I'm glad they lost their job. I just don't think they should have done. But that's, you know, they're two things can be right at the same time, can they not? But the point is, they were making nasty comments about Jewish people. And I want to know, when are they going to get slapped with an NCHI? Much love and gratitude.